On the line now, I have Jack Curry from the Loch Shinny Motorcycle Club. Good afternoon to you, Jack.
Good afternoon, Noel. How are you doing?
Okay, beautiful. I'll tell you, it's great weather for bikers, isn't it?
Oh, beautiful. Beautiful. Long may it last.
Okay. Now, we're going to talk about the race coming up, an annual event. I didn't realise it was going since 1946, though.
Well, the Skerries 100 has been going since 1946, but originally, Noel, what was before that, pre-war, was the old Lentil 200. They used to run up to Skerries and Rush, and then post-war, then the Skerries 100 started in 1946. And believe it or not, it was that popular at the time that it used to be covered live on RTE radio at the time. So, yes, it was a very popular event in this day.
It still should be covered, there's no doubt about that. But the landscape changing and all, Jack, has the format changed in any way?
Yeah, well, the format has changed. The original race started in the main street in Skerries Town. I don't really know Skerries there.
I do, yeah.
Start there near the church there, in the Catholic church there. And it went from there up to Loch Shinny Cross and went across then onto Loch Skerries Road and back down in underneath the railway bridge and down around the monument. And then that changed. And it ran a shorter course coming across. It did cut out the town and used to come across and up the Gulf Road. And it's on the present course now. It used to go the opposite way until 1978. It went clockwise, and now it's going anti-clockwise since 1979. So there has been four changes to the course in the years.
Mm-hmm. And I suppose, as I say, with the roads improving as well, it's great. And I mean, the support you get, I mean, 15 to 20,000 people, and quite a lot of them from abroad.
Oh yes, there's a lot of people come, you know, the Isle of Man, England. We get some European support as well. We actually have a rider coming this weekend, and he's from New Zealand. So the Irish road racing has become very popular, and a lot of riders use it, especially European riders use the Irish roads to get themselves what's called their mountain license for the like to be able to race in the Isle of Man. So mm-hmm. It's kind of like to use Irish roads as an apprenticeship, but it's road racing still has a great following.
Okay, and what's the bikes? Is there a wide variety of bikes that take part, or is there a certain protocol attached to the type of bike you have to have and the size?
No. There's different classes. We run everything from what's called 125cc, which would be the smallest bikes. They would be 125. They would be called GP bikes. So they mm-hmm. would have bikes that was designed to race in Grand Prix. And then we go up then to the modern bikes now would be what we class as Techni modified road bikes, which would be 600, 650, and Super Stock and Super Bike. They're on bikes that was originally designed for the road, and they would be modified to go into the different classes. Say, like example, you'd have 600 Super Sport that could be tuned to a certain degree, and then Super Stock are only allowed certain modifications, where Superbike is fully blown as fast and as hard as you can get it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have the older bikes, the classic bikes, which would be the vintage bikes from, we say, yesteryears, and they're still very popular with the riders and the fans.
Wow. Just going away from the race room, and just out of curiosity for myself, Jack, have they had the same kind of sort of reaction to the extent of insurance and more thought given to motorbike riders and that sort of thing, you know, and the price of a bike now and all that, and as I said, with insurance, the way cars have gone, are they on par with cars, or is it... I used to ride a bike myself many years ago.
Yeah, there'll be no insurance for racing bikes as such. Like, there would be, you know, I mean, if you bought a bike to race, that's it. You just take your chances. If you crash it, you get hurt, you get whatever insurance you have on yourself. Like,
yeah,
that's it. But we have on the insurance for to run the event. The costs are...
No, sorry, Jack, I wasn't getting into the race. So just in general about motorbikers, I mean, a lot of the motorbikers, is it on par with cars, the way the prices of cars have gone and the insurance for cars, just in general for the motorcyclists, would you know that?
Well, I wouldn't know, to be honest with you.
Okay,
Noel,
okay.
Know that. The only good thing about the insurance market now, there are a lot of different insurance companies on the market, but I don't...
Okay.
I haven't ridden a road bike for 40 years.
Okay. Yeah. You know. Well, that's about the
handier.
Yeah, that's well. The reason I sort of asked that because I used to first of all used to ride the old Honda, and then I had a Lambretta, and it was always
right.
It was always affordable to the extent, and it was easier getting around. Of course, there wouldn't be as many cars.
Oh yes, yes.
And I just was wondering had the prices escalated the way it has with the cars. Okay, getting back to the race anyway, Jack. It's going to be an absolutely fantastic weekend. I suppose you're expecting the same numbers, but there is a little change this weekend, is there?
There is a little change. We've gone from the traditional, it was always run, originally Skerries was always run, practice on a Thursday night, Friday night, and racing on Saturday. And then when the Loch Shinny Club took over running the event in 1987, from the old original club was the Dublin District Motorcycle Club. They ran it and they cut it into Friday and Saturday. But this year, now it's gone from Saturday to Saturday practice and qualifying and racing on Sunday. And the reason being that, Noel, is that there's always been a problem with people taking holidays. Most people would have to take a day off on the Friday for practice because the roads close at 12 o'clock. So to get themselves there and get them signed on in the position, it was a day's holidays. And we struggled a little bit with getting the amount of volunteers that are needed for a road race. And the club have decided this year to take a chance and run it on the Saturday, Sunday. Now, Skerries is the only race in the south of Ireland that runs on a Friday and Saturday, that did run on a Friday and Saturday. Because like the Wallacetown, Faheen and Kells, they all ran on Saturday and Sunday. So that's the reason the club have gone down that road.
Okay, it's absolutely terrific. Any idea of the numbers yet? Who will be taking part in the race itself? Do you have a limit on how many can take part?
Yes, well, I mean, there is a thing called a track certificate, and that's issued by Motorcycling Ireland, the governing body, and they determine the amount of starters on the length of the course, the width of the course, and so that's the protocol really on that. Now, it's normally 24 starters are allowed on a grid for all classes except the invitation races. There's only 16 allowed in them because they're generally full-blown superbikes, and that's the fastest 16. Now we have in attendance this weekend the first time in a Southern National race for a couple of years is Michael Dunlop, who was 18 times a TT winner. He will probably be the star attraction, and his brother William. And then we have the local riders. We have Derek Shields, who has been the top superbike rider in the country for the last couple of years. Michael Sweeney, which is a local man, Derek McGee, who had a great TT, finished second in the lightweight race, and they are among the top riders that are entered this weekend, though. So I'll be it's going to be an excellent day because we have apart from the Country Crest Des Darcy Motors Grand Final, there's also the Martin Finnegan Memorial Race, and that has a prize fund of €12,000 alone, which is the richest national race in the country.
Wow. Am I take up the bike again myself? You never know. I was just thinking as well. I mean, this is, you know, sort of on par with the TTs in the Isle of Man as well. I mean, it's quite skilled, and all the racers that you mentioned there. One of them is a Derek McGee who has stood on the podium at the TT.
Yeah, well, Derek McGee stood on the podium this year at the TT, and Derek is. He has a nickname called the Mullingar Missile, and Derek would be, he's a really top class rider. But these, it's not just anybody known that's allowed out. You have to qualify through a number of years going onto the tracks and getting your license. And the same for the like of the Isle of Man. You just can't go and ride in the Isle of Man. You have to get, as I said earlier on, you have to build up results and get what's called a mountain license. So it is, it takes a number of years just to get onto a road race track, like before you're allowed to go, because obviously the dangers are far different than you would have on the short circuits, the purpose-built circuits.
Okay, and just to let people know that on Saturday the roads will close at 12, but on Sunday a little bit earlier, at 8 o'clock. How many races are there altogether, Jack?
There are 11 races at the minute, Noel, and what has happened sometimes with the entries, we have the non-qualifiers. There would probably be a non-qualifiers race added to that, depending on if everybody turns up that has entered. So we generally have a non-qualifiers race from the like of the 600 Super Twin and the Superbike races, so to make sure that every rider gets at least two races for the weekend, because to make them worthwhile to travel. Like, I mean, we've riders traveling from England, we have riders from the Czech Republic. We want to make sure that everybody gets at least two races out over the weekend. So that, hence the early closing on Sunday, you know, that we make sure that we get everything in, everybody in position and time, and we get going on time, and that we're able to run the full race card.
Okay, it sounds like it's going to be
that weather is that. He's got that weather to stay that way, Noel.
Oh, well, it's forecast. It augurs well. It's forecast to stay this way till next week, so it looks like it's going to be a great weekend. And also for those that maybe are into bikes and maybe have a classic bike at home, you're going to have a special competition, and you don't have to enter the race to enter it, do you?
No, the classic parade on the will take place in the Skerries Mills in the town on Friday. Now, that really is a part bike show and part parade around the town, and make sure that the bikes that would be eligible to go around the town on the parade have to be road legal bikes. But there are bikes, you know, that people would have in sheds, and they would keep them for different shows, and they're allowed to bring their bikes on, and there would be an entry fee of €10 on the night, and that money raised is going towards the Motorcycling Ireland medical team to buy a new, what's called a life pack machine. It's about €23,000, and they're trying to raise money to get this machine, and it's a very important part of their medical people's armoury. So that will be in the Skerries Mills on Friday evening. That's always a great start to the weekend, and all the old vintage bikes and classic bikes and are brought out, and it should be, weather-wise, it should be a lovely evening, though.
It sounds like it's going to be great. I mean, just to say as well that with the length of time it's been running and the age of the race, that there's new people coming along all the time, so the interest in bikes and this sort of thing with young people sounds fantastic.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the people coming along, and I mean, when you look at even some of the local lads that's racing, I mean, they have been brought up with racing on their back door, and they just want to go and have a go at it themselves. And they, you know, I mean, when we say look at like some Mick O'Sweeney, Andy Farland, local riders that have come through. The Mick O'Sweeney had seven in the Isle of Man TT this year, you know, so it brings on people, and the encouragement that they get, like, I know it's very hard to get sponsorship, it's a very expensive sport, but the encouragement they get locally is great, and we have a lot of people that just spend their lives involved with motorbikes, you know, and you and the people with bikes, like, you know, so it's, it's good. It's great for the business community as well, Noel.
Yeah, I suppose there's
a lot of money pumped into the business, into the bed and breakfast, and the pubs and the restaurants and that for the weekend. So, yeah, it's good for the community, Noel.
It's great, it's great. And I suppose, like, when you were talking about the expenses involved, I suppose as well it's like a lot of other sports that once you have the initial outlay put out there and you have all the nitty-gritty things and the bike and everything to go with it, it maybe gets a little bit cheaper as it goes along. I don't know about that, but I imagine it's the initial outlay is the big thing.
Yeah, well, I mean, buying, like, it depends, you see, on the type of bike you buy. Like, yeah, you could spend anything. If you bought a second-hand, like, there'd be lads that would be coming into the sport would be classed in what's called the junior support and senior support classes before they're let out in the open, and their bikes would be that little bit cheaper. But the bigger you go and the faster you're going and the more competitive you're getting, it is expensive. There's no two ways about that.
Okay, well, before I let you go, Jack, I'll let you reiterate all the details for the weekend, and it's on Saturday and Sunday, but go ahead, you can tell our listeners now yourself.
Yes, cheers, Noel. I appreciate the option. The roads will close on Saturday, Saturday at 12 o'clock, and open no later than 8:30 on Saturday evening. And then on Sunday, they close at 8 a.m. and open no later than 6:30. And we do reiterate that it will be Saturday and Sunday rather than the old traditional of Friday and Saturday. The classic parade will, the sign-on will start in Skerries Mills at 6 o'clock, and the parade will start at 8. And that, again, is always a great great spectacle around the town to get the festival atmosphere going. So we look forward to everyone coming. The admission fee is €25, and that includes your program.
Okay.
And that's for the 2 days, and that will go towards keeping the cost of the racing down. And the cost, really, Noel, of running Skerries this year will be between €100,000 and €110,000. So we do need people to put their hand in their pocket and buy the race program and buy the wristband.
I suppose as well that you will have lots of stewards and people, if they're travelling down to see it or even going around near the area, but especially if they're going down to see it, to follow the guidelines given by the stewards and do what they say for everyone safe and just to enjoy the whole spectacle of the weekend.
Oh, exactly, Noel. And we do have a number of grandstands around the 2.9 mile circuit, so there are great viewing points you know, when you come up along the main road there, the main Luskerries Road, there's two grandstands there on that road, and there's also an area for wheelchairs, wheelchair accessible. And then there are grandstands over at the Lakshini Road, and there's a grandstand down towards the Hairpin. So there's plenty of good spectating points there for everyone to enjoy the whole weekend, and we just look forward to everyone having a good weekend. Respect the farmers' crops, and that's very important. Respect the local farmers and the residents. We do appreciate their...
I don't think they're worried. From what we listen to on the news, I don't think they're worried about races or spectators. They're just worried about getting a little bit of rain, which you don't want on the weekend.
No, and we don't want to put, not the weekend. We look at our sponsors, Country Crest, and they need it for their crops and all that. So, we have to keep outside,
but no. Well, anyway, listen, it looks like the weather's going to be good on to next week. So, have a great weekend, Jack. It's been a great pleasure having you on and learning about the motorcycle club. But thank you very much for talking to us here in Air FM.
Okay, no, we appreciate your support. Thank you very much.
Thank you, bye. And that's Jack Hardy from Lakshini Motorcycle Club. Sounds like it's going to be an absolutely great weekend.